With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Windsor Tecumseh MP Eric Kuzmierczak believes today's federal budget will have a big impact locally, specifically its housing strategy. Part of it would use public lands like the HMCS Hunter property on Olette Avenue.
The federal government is looking at getting into long-term leases of surplus federal lands. With organizations, not-for-profits, and other organizations and entities that can get affordable housing built as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, we could also see a national school food program and new taxes on the rich and wealthy corporations. That's not sitting well with economists and business groups. They told the Globe and Mail it could hurt productivity. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland will present the budget at 4 this afternoon. Canada's defense minister is not ruling out ballistic missile defense. Not the U.S. missile defense system. The Toronto Star says the government hasn't changed its policy on that, at least not yet. But Bill Blair says with new threats, the government is looking at how best to improve Canada's defenses. It's part of the Fed's $73 billion defense policy update. An uptick in opioid-related visits to the emergency department has triggered an opioid alert in the region. Between last Tuesday and Saturday, there were 16 EMS calls related to suspected overdoses, 15 emergency department visits, 14 of those involving fentanyl. In Quebec, a judge has cleared the way for a class action lawsuit against 16 pharmaceutical companies for their role in the opioid crisis. Among those named, Pfizer Canada and Bristol-Myers Squibb. The CBC says it seeks $30,000 for each member of the class action and $25 million from each company. Medical experts are raising red flags about cancer screening guidelines. They say it's time to reform the Canadian Task Force on Preventative Healthcare. Global News says they call the recommendations against screening overly simplistic and claim it's caused hundreds of needless deaths. Dr. Fred Sod from the Montreal Cancer Institute says he regularly sees patients who ask to be screened and are denied because of the recommendation, only later to suffer an incurable disease. General Motors is moving its global headquarters out of the Renaissance Center in downtown Detroit. The company says it will move to Hudson's Detroit Tower next year. That's still under construction, but when it's done, it'll be the second tallest building in Michigan after the Rensen. And until April 26th, you can vote on the best videos in the Health Unit's Break the Vape video contest for students in grades 6 to 12. The top ones were picked by a youth panel. The public can vote on the winners, which will be announced on May 1st. 3-1 for the Jays over the Yankees, the Tigers lost to the Rangers 1-0, and the Wings beat Montreal 5-4 in overtime. Sunshine warm today with a high of 20 on the way. The rain will start overnight tonight. It'll be windy down to 10. More rain, maybe a thunderstorm late tomorrow afternoon, windy in 22, and Thursday will be cloudy in 17. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.